रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 5 चैप्टर 6 टेक्स्ट नंबर 17 ट्रांसलेशन पर्पज बाय डिवाइन ग्रेस एसी भक्तिवेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद की। डिवोटीज ऑलवेज बेथ देमसेल्व्स इन डिवोशनल सर्विस in order to be relieved from various tribulations of material existence. By doing this, the devotees enjoy supreme bliss and liberation personified comes to serve them. Nonetheless, they do not accept that service even if it is offered by the Supreme Personality of Godhead himself. For the devotee's liberation is very unimportant because having attained Lord's transcendental loving service, they have attained everything desirable and have transcended all material desires. Arival Vijayalakshmi Mataji. Devotees always bathe themselves in devotional service in order to be relieved from the various tribulations of material existence. By doing this, the devotees enjoy supreme bliss and liberation personified come to serve them. Nonetheless, they do not accept that service even if it is offered by Supreme Lord. For the devotees, liberation is very unimportant because having attained Lord's transcendent loving service, they have attained everything desirable and have transcended all material desires. Purport. Devotional service unto the Lord is the highest attainment for anyone desiring liberation from tribulations of material existence. As stated in Bhagavad Gita, यम लद्वा चापरं लाभं मन्यते नाधिकं ततः. Gaining this, one thinks there is no greater gain. When one attains the service of the Lord, which is non-different from the Lord, one does not desire anything material. Mukti means relief from material existence. Bilvamangal Thakur says, Mukti Mukuritanjali Sevatosmai. For a devotee, Mukti is not a very great achievement. Mukti means being situated in one's constitutional position. The constitutional position of every living being is that of the Lord's servant. Therefore, when a living entity is engaged in the Lord's loving service, he has already attained mukti. Consequently, a devotee does not aspire for mukti, even if it is offered by the Lord. Om Ajnana Timurandasya Jnananjana Salakha Chakshuru Umilitam Yena Tasmaya Sri Gurave Namaha श्री चैतन्य मनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूप कदामयं ददाति स्वापदान्तकम्। जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्तवृंद। हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे, हरे कृष्णा कृष्ण कृष्णा हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। she already has one. Why did you close it down? Why did you shut it down? इसको खोल के क्यों नहीं रखा है? वो देख रहे थे कि जब हम पढ़ रहे थे अनुवाद और तात्पर्य देख रहा था क्या? तो सुखदेव गोस्वामी इज टेलिंग परीक्षित महाराज आफ्टर नैरेटिंग द ग्लोरीज ऑफ अवधूत उत्तम भागवत ऋषभदेव महाराज हु इज गॉड हिमसेल्फ playing the role of a perfect king and later a perfect human being. These are the two roles we all have to play in life. We all have to play when our age is not very old. We have two responsibilities. Material responsibilities are also there, like Sharadamma is a grihastha and she is a devotee. So she has to take care of the husband, children and also do bhakti. These two duties are there. Like that man, Tirupal Naidu, is a very old man. He has no wife. Children are all settled. So he has no other business. Only worry about how to prepare for death. How to actually become absorbed in Krishna consciousness. So in old age, unless we are prepared, a old man suddenly cannot become a perfect human being. Perfect human being means from the childhood you have to be training yourself. But then, depending on your seriousness, depending on your purajana samskaras, you may make some advancement, you may make more advancement, you may actually attain perfection. Perfection is not one day affair, one lifetime affair. Perfection, it takes its own time. You can only try, you know. So, when a person becomes old man, like Tirupal Naidu, by the time we should reach a controlled state of mind. Suppose I am a very old man and I am dependent on you people. Then I am very old. I cannot cook for myself. I cannot do things for myself. I have to depend. Every old man at some time in life, he has to become completely dependent. It is said in English language, old age is childhood come again. Again, childhood. You have to take care of the child in every respect. You have to feed him, you have to clean him, and you have to assist him. Children. Similarly, in the old age, we all become dependent. Don't have any illusions about that. Generally, Young people cannot understand old people. And old people, they feel very insulted and neglected. Old people, they feel very insulted and neglected. So both have to learn how a old man should not unnecessarily disturb others. Similarly, young people should also know how to deal with old people, because we are very fast, we are very active, and old people, we find them a nuisance, because everything you have to tell them 5 times, they are very slow. But we will also become old one day. So young minds, they cannot understand old minds. Because the old age mind becomes very slowed down. So we should become little mature. When we are dealing with old people, we should understand their age. And especially when an old man is not trained in his life, they will have their, what do you call it? In Telugu we call it chadastam. Chadastam means they have their born trends and they have their born tendencies. Now you are young people, you are trying to change your tendencies. You want to become a well-developed human being. You have the opportunity. But that old man, he spent most of his youth in sense gratification. So at some point in life, somehow he has understood the importance of spiritual life, devotional service. So you cannot expect that you will be so refined. I can help you. When the breeze is very cool and getting up at 3 o'clock, Bhagavatam is the best place to sleep. Now you will be careful, because if he sleeps standing, he will fall down. He will injure himself. Then Anukamaka, Arivan, don't lean on Prabhupada. Just stand there. So, if a old man is not trained long enough, in his adulthood. So you cannot expect that he knows good behavior. You cannot expect. You should be happy that at least he is chanting Hare Krishna. Not all old people are interested in chanting Hare Krishna. Somehow he is fortunate and he is somewhat pious that he wants to chant Hare Krishna. So we should learn to tolerate old people like that. At least he is staying here, he wants to chant Hare Krishna. So a mature old man, if I am getting old, now I am trying to control you and all that, not that I should have or I have control in mentality, but we are given such a position to guide and train people. So we take freedom or liberty to deal with. And if you want to know whether I am really an aggressive person or dominating kind of person, or have too much controlling mentality, you have to see me outside Nellore ISKCON. Then you will know. If I am really controlled, Then outside, Delhi is ISKCON. I should not have any controlling mentality. Suppose I go to ISKCON, Kurukshetra. I go to ISKCON, Vrindavan. You will find me not demanding anything, not trying to bump into brahmacharis, controlling this or that. No, I don't care. Because I'm not put in charge over them, you know. So if I go to other temples, they may be doing all nonsense, not sincere, not attending programs. I don't care. Because I'm not meant to correct them. But here, when you don't attend things on time, when you don't attend at all, or you don't have good behavior, like a brahmachari is supposed to be very humble, but he shouts and yells at people, then I have to correct you. No? The brahmachari should be a very humble, simple person. He should develop some patience, tolerance. That's how you become a sweet brahmachari or a sweet brahmachari. If you are shouting and yelling, people fight with you. And I cannot support you because you are also incorrect. If you are I was trying to support Lakshman because before 15 people, that old man was chastising Lakshman. That is not his business because his superiors are there, right there. So we'll take care what he is doing, what he is not doing. But the outsider has no business. Because he is not as good a devotee as Lakshman. So if some junior man tried to chastise a senior man, the junior man will lose all his bhakti. No? That is not advanced. So we have to be very careful in dealing with people. We will be always on the safe side, but you learn to tolerate. With anybody, with elders, don't go aggressive because they are elder to you in age. If you have any problem, you come and tell the authorities. Nobody is independent here. There is some authority. If Saradama is finding him, he is after you. Then you don't attack him directly. You come and tell Raj Sekhar, Maharaj, he is dealing with him like that. Then we'll call him and tell him. He's an ashram, you should not be dealing with people like that. Everybody should deal very peacefully. That's what spiritual life is about. Only our authority sometimes may chastise us. Because he will also not chastise at the very first mistake. If the authority is a cool-headed guy, person, he will tell you one time, two times, three times, fourth time. Then he will tell you because you are not taking him seriously or you are taking it lightly. Then you have to warn him. But first time, second time you are making mistake, third time. No problem. Because you are under training. So it is expected that you will make mistakes and you should be given chances and train. So a good authority, he doesn't become upset with new people. He doesn't become upset with beginners that they are learning. But a senior person will become upset with senior devotees. What nonsense are you doing? Your seniors are supposed to be polished, well behaved. But when you don't do it, just like there are all five girls staying here, and you have taken the step not to marry, and you have moved out of the house, and again you start fighting among yourselves, then that is a serious thing. Why are you here? You left marriage, you left parents, and you have come here to fight, and you fight among yourselves. That's pretty silly. That means you don't understand why you are here. So it is common sense that when you have come here, you have come to form a strong bondage, very strong team. Otherwise, how you are going to attract other devotees to come and join the temple? When you are not together nicely, then your mission is a failure. Because you cannot attract anybody. Just see, Revati is jealous about Priyanka. Revati is differences with Lakshmi. Then how you are going to teach them the devotional services, something affectionate dealings? So a very responsible thing. So here what we are reading in today's sloka, the same thing, the Sukadeva Goswami is teaching the glories of devotional service. How Rishabhadev was a very ideal personality. For Rishabhadev it is not difficult. He is God. God playing the role of a king, nobody can imitate. Nobody can imitate Ramchandra. Or goddess playing the role of a wife, Draupadi, Sita. You cannot compare any ordinary woman with Draupadi, Sita, Rukmini and like that. The ordinary woman can never match with Draupadi or Rukmini because we are all bombarded by three modes of material nature. So we can only take lessons from Draupadi, Sita, Rukmini and like that. How a woman should be very gentle in nature. The ornament of a woman is that she is very tolerant. Tolerant like earth. A woman will never raise her voice. You have to calm down, you have to meditate. That's not proper behavior. Everything, a woman controls others by her patience. Woman controls others by her tolerance. Actually, the queens of Dwarka, they asked Draupadi, your five husbands, how you are able to control them? You are able to, everybody respects you so much. Everybody, you speak one word and they will all listen to you. What is the secret? And she says, by my service, by my gentleness, by my sweet behavior, by my charming behavior, I just captivate them. Woman can control the husband. Woman can command respect. Prabhupada also told of an example. There was a very gentle street sweeper. He is just a sweeper woman. She is a very shy, gentle lady. She has a service to do, sweeping the floor. And Prabhupada and the disciples, they got into a discussion. It was the time for cleaning. That lady came with her gungut on her hand. And she was just standing at a corner, waiting for Prabhupada and the devotees to do her way. For first few minutes, Prabhupada did not see. The devotees are seeing. Probably she is standing here, devotee is standing here, Prabhupada is standing. Prabhupada was telling them, this, that, that's that. That lady, without making any noise or sound, she was just standing. And devotees are seen, they don't know the etiquette. And Prabhupada was talking to me just then, that lady when he saw the time, said, this is our time to clean the place. We should not be in our way. So like Prabhupada was very respectful to that lady. Because she was a very gentle, polite lady. She had not tried to push herself before men. She was shy in her behavior. And so immediately Prabhupada could see that. She is a very shy, gentle woman, patiently waiting for doing her duty of cleaning the floor. Immediately Prabhupada said, now this is our time to clean the place. Prabhupada was not thinking, I am a spiritual master, I am the head of this place, hey, this lady. that lady was also gentle. Prabhupada is a spiritual master. He knows how to recognize people. And immediately, although he is founder Acharya, immediately, yes. And they are moving away to make room for her service. So, a woman, when she is modest, gentle, quiet, shy, they will immediately they command respect from anybody. That is their ornament. Similarly, men have to be disciplined. Men should keep their word, they should do things on time, things like that. That way they can control the woman or anybody. I don't follow timings and I try to come in like that. Let me inside you think. He doesn't follow himself and he's trying to tell us. Outside you may follow it because I'm a boss here. But inside you will not have respect. Yeah? Outside you are forced to follow. As long as you are here, what can you do? Yeah? Not like that. But suppose the authority himself follows standard of cleanliness, keeps punctuality, and he keeps his word. He says something and he will follow it himself. Then others, then others will all fall into line. But he is controlled in mind to get things done. So I was telling you, we have two responsibilities. When you become old man, you have only one responsibility. The old man has to prepare for his death. A 60, 70 year old man, so like her, or like somebody, you cannot say, I have this responsibility, that responsibility. No. Once you cross 60, 65, only one responsibility. I may die any time and I have only very limited time left and I have to simply worry about my devotional service. How to keep my mind always absorbed on Krishna. No? And if a old man or old woman is not trained enough, even though they are old, they keep on bossing on others, dominating others, and they disturb others and they are disturbed. When you are in disturbing mind, how can you do bhakti peacefully? Bhakti can only be done when you are very peaceful. When your mind is agitated with envy, jealousy, anger, you cannot nicely sit down to chant Hare Krishna. So if you have become old man properly, then you know how to mind your business. If I am a trained old man properly, then I will understand what is my business here. I have to get 2-3 rotis just for my survival and I have nothing else to poke my nose into anybody's affairs. just at a time, morning and evening, you need some food, take that, just sit for yourself. Don't gossip, don't discuss on useless topics, or don't be aggressive. Don't be aggressive. Don't waste your time on useless subjects, and don't poke your nose unnecessarily into anything. Just take your things. So that's what we are preparing for. So we are trying to set up the temple, everything, and then as soon as I see that I am getting the symptoms of a old man, I mean, I should stop everything. No more management. Just give up management. And what you have to do? Come, do kirtan, do class, just go to the room. Whether the temple is clean or not, whether the dude is well, not my business, be over. I have to prepare for myself. That's what Prabhupada did. Prabhupada was such a perfect person. Even when you are active, you are trying to give your management, GBC, ABC, yes, you all manage. Don't bring such topics to me. And Prabhupada was very childlike, very controlled. Prabhupada was very elderly, very tolerant. If people come and serve him, he will accept service, thank you. Very innocent person. Prabhupada, if people, any little thing they do, he will politely say, thank you very much. He will not demand anything. People have to come and say, Prabhupada, you want like this one. Otherwise, he was a founder acharya. He was a very, all of his disciples. He can deal with him any way he likes. But Prabhupada, when he became very old, because he is very controlled in mind, he was very polite. Even to the point, Prabhupada was telling, if I offended you in any way, in the course of training, you please forgive me. Prabhupada was asking the disciples, if I offended you anyway, forgive me. So, that means Prabhupada was completely in control of himself. That's why he was very peaceful. Prabhupada was just not eating anything, not demanding, just staying for himself. If they voluntarily come, want to give him some service, if they want to ask him something, he will give them the answers. So he was not feeling like founder, acharya, guru and like that. Because you know that I am an old man, now I should not dictate anything to them. And if they understood their responsibilities and want to serve, and let them serve. If they want to neglect me, let them neglect. I am dependent on Krishna. Prabhupada was not dependent on his disciples. Is that right? Prabhupada was a pure devotee. A pure devotee is not dependent on his disciples. A pure devotee is dependent on Krishna. Krishna, whatever, it's up to you. So, we all have two responsibilities. When you are young people, you have bodily responsibilities and also spiritual responsibilities. But when we get 60, 65 plus, we have no more bodily responsibilities. Our business is, I may die anytime, and I have to prepare for my death, and simply have minimum dealings with outside world, minimum. Basically, whatever little, I need to take that and then. So, in old age, if you want to command respect in world is, if you want to be respected, you should not be shouting and yelling. In old days, when you remain quiet, you become object of sympathy. You become object of respect. Because we are very tolerant. See, so the old man, see, although something we have not done properly, he is not shouting at us, immediately with him. So, in the old days, we can command respect when you remain quiet, peaceful, and tolerant. Immediately everybody will begin to respect you. So this is all based on devotional service. Theory we can talk a lot. Be like that, be like this. But that is only theory. You are not the body, you are the Atma theory. But to practice, what practice you have to do? Devotional service. Not any half-baked activities. That will not last. Only when your heart is attracted to Krishna and Krishna guides you, you can have very exemplary behavior. Only when Krishna guides you. With your mind, you cannot have exemplary behavior. Your mind is under the modes of material nature. So, our aim and goal in life, how to hear the Paramatma in the heart. That is our goal. What, otherwise, all our activities are a failure. Your pujas, your sevas, your bhajan, your kirtan. We should know why we are doing all this. We are doing all this to get in touch with the Lord in the heart. Because the Guru may be with you for some time, he may not be with you. He has his duties to do. He is not meant for only Lelur temple. He is not only meant for few disciples. A Guru is meant for everybody, Jagat Guru. So we should not expect that Guru always give us time, Guru always be with us. It is not practical, you know. But when the Guru is with us, we should get training, we should learn in such a way that Guru is representative of the Super Soul. The Super Soul is the Lord in the heart. And Guru is external manifestation of the Super Soul. Because we are unable to contact the Super Soul. If you are a very advanced disciple, you will understand Guru without him telling you. Because you are an advanced disciple, Krishna will be guiding you from within. You should work for Guru like this. You should try to satisfy Guru like this. Not that Guru has to tell you, do this, do that. That is only for a beginner. For an advanced person, just by watching the activities of the Guru, he will immediately know what will please him. So, Guru is the external manifestation of the Super Soul. So, if you carefully serve the Guru and listen to him properly and you apply it as best as you can, and slowly you will become an advanced person. The Super Soul in the heart will be guiding you. That's how Guru and disciple's relation is very, it's an ideal relationship. The Guru doesn't have to become upset, and disciple doesn't have to be making mistakes again and again. If you are doing actually sadhana properly, if you are hearing the Guru properly, and you are very, a disciple's life It's simply, there's only one thing, how to please and satisfy Guru, and how to work for the mission of the Guru. And people don't know. Yesterday, this Lakshmana was standing. I was telling him 2-3 times. So they're talking to something else. Immediately, one time it is told, Allah, Maharaj is personally standing and telling me, I'll talk to this guy later. I'll just get him. So he did not get the point. He's going on like that. And I told him second time. And third around, he pushed him out, go and do that first. Did I do that? So a good disciple should not be like that. You know? When the Guru is personally telling him something, immediately. If you are doubt, should I do it now or after 5 minutes? It's called clarification. Sometimes you don't know, maybe I will do it later. So, generally, when the Guru tells you something, you should try to do it immediately. But if you think something else is also important at the time, then you are doubtful. Maybe I can do it later or not. But the Guru has told me personally on my face. So maybe, but then can I do it now? Or generally, our nature is that we forget. Kali Yuga. Prabhupada said, Kali Yuga, memory means you should write down everything. When I tell you something, we may remember it, but we will forget it. They say everybody should carry a pen and a notebook in a pocket like this, so that when some things are told, you know them, and then make sure that you have finished it, take it out. Done. Otherwise, oh, it's a simple thing, I'll remember. And then, because it's a simple thing, you forget. You don't take it seriously. And then next day, I see it is not done. And then I have to tell you again. So always, good disciple means, always you should have a pen and a notebook, pocket notebook. So when something, so because in preaching life, there are many things to do, many things. We have services, our sadhana, we have to remember the class, or things that we are reading and hearing, and we have some responsibilities to so many people whom we are cultivating, many things. But what Guru wants to say is very important for us. The Guru's business is to see that whether you are surrendered or not, whether you are submissive or not, whether you are sincere or not. So Guru has to be testing you, instructing you, and guiding you and all that. So when the Guru is staying with us continuously, we become familiar, familiarity. They have seen who traveled with me, Priyanka and Nidhi. They traveled with me. And when I was giving programs here and there, everybody is, Maharaj and like that, programs. But when you are all staying with me, then you are hearing and seeing, and then you may take it lightly. That is called familiarity breeds contempt. That means you take things lightly. But with the Guru, you should always have a mood of awe and reverence. Isramvrena sevaya. Isramvrena sevaya. In Sanskrit, Isramvrena means you should not take granted. You should always be actually Vaishnava dealings with other Vaishnavas also. The spiritual life means always careful. With Guru, you have to give, otherwise you are ruining your life. But even with other Vaishnavas, you don't want to go loose, you know, take it granted and talk loose things. You know. Spiritual life means you always want to remember Krishna, you don't want to forget Krishna. So spiritual life, you don't want to talk unnecessarily, loosely, cheaply. So, to the point, that way the relationship can be very sweet and great, you know, with others also. The public also you have to be, for public you are like the spiritual master. A person who is chanting Hare Krishna is like a guru for karmis. You are a disciple, but for the karmis, you are their guide and their mentor. So they are watching you, how you are talking, how you are doing, how your activities are. So devotees always have to be, that's why when you are chanting Hare Krishna, when you always remember Krishna, then Krishna will help you in every situation, what to do, what not to do. The moment you relax, immediately our ego, our original, our previous behavior will again try to supervene. That's why devotees, they don't want to be idle, always reading or chanting or serving or preaching, something like that. And relationships based on bhakti and preaching. Our relationship should not be roommates, should not be on any material identity. Our relation is based on devotion. So whoever is very nice, being seriously sadhana, being seriously preaching, then we should try to, you know, learn from them like that. Not become envious of them or not ignore them and things like that. So let's say it is not easy to become a devotee. Krishna says, Manishyanam Sahasreshu Kashyid Yatati Siddhaya Yatatamapi Siddhanam Kashyid Mamveti Tatata. It's not easy. Many, many people will try, but there will be some person who is always not forgetting Krishna, and he knows how to find his way back to Godhead. If you are forgetting Krishna, means you get lost in mundane relationships, mundane gossip, mundane activities, and you don't become an advanced soul. So from Rishabhadev, Rishabhadev, when he grew up as a king, was very expert. As a social person with family, children, see how he instructed his children. He became like a spiritual master. It is not ordinary father. He got everybody together. He said, and they were all wondering, wow, our father knows all the scriptures. He was looking like an ideal king, but he was not just an ideal king, he was an ideal human being also. He knows. And then, so that's why, even as an old man, he could completely control his 100 children. And public, they were. And then after that, he came out. Then he became completely immersed in God. To the point that he became like a madman. Madman means he doesn't know social etiquette, orientation to time, place and people. Not necessary for a very advanced devotee. He doesn't have to follow social conventions and all that. Simply you are worried about your devotional service. Very advanced stage. You cannot imitate Rishabhadev. Rishabhadev was Avadhuta. Avadhuta means completely absorbed, completely in samadhi. So he is indifferent to all material activities and desires. So that's why we are studying the life of Rishabhadeva in order to know how devotees have to be very studious, very perseverant in order to remain very strong and stable in devotional service. That's why whatever free time we have, we should go back to chant Hare Krishna mantra. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Kirandara Sriva Bhagavatamki, Srila Prabhupada ki, Harinam Sankirtan ki.